I'm Alec Lace. Welcome to First Class Fatherhood. Welcome back, fathers. We made it to episode 11 of the podcast. I put some posts up there on Facebook about yesterday's concert that ties in with episode 10's topic there, singing to your children, and the whole Edelweiss theme and what I was talking about there. So if you get a chance, get over to my Facebook feed. I posted a video from last night and a couple of pictures there. I also tweeted them out. I thanked Jocko for his participation there in yesterday's topic. He was kind enough to retweet and shout out at me there on Twitter. So episode 10 was a pretty good success there. And sooner or later, either I or I'll get my kids up to speed on how to use all the rest of this, all the features here, and I'll be able to tie the pictures, the videos all together into one thing with the podcast. And as we can be able to have the capabilities to post live here and do a live show. So excited about growing and learning as I go here and continuing to learn more about the features of the podcasting and capabilities. So today the kids are off of school, so I'm talking snow day. It's a big hashtag trending out there along with Thirsty Thursday, Throwback Thursday, Thursday Thoughts, whatever, you know, other things trending there on Twitter. One thing I'll get the chance to do today with the snow day I'll talk about is I get a chance to watch a Three Stooges with my little gang. The Three Stooges go way back for me, so to get a chance to cuddle up there on a couch on a nice cold snow day and watch a Three Stooges with the three little Stooges of my own there, and of course with the capabilities of the technology and just that I'm fortunate I have the whole collection there, so I can watch any episode of the Three Stooges that I want, and we all huddle up there together and watch it. So it's real cool. I used to watch them all the time with my father. So it used to have to be the same kind of like same three episodes because it was a VHS tape that we played over and over again. But now, like I said, we have the capability that I could pick any episode I want and check it out. So that's one thing I like to do on a snow day, but that's the topic of the day. We'll talk about it right after the break here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for continuing to share the podcast out there on Facebook and Twitter. Reaching out there across the Anchor FM dial. Some new exciting things coming. I have a new ad that's featured there on the Anchor app. So good things coming here on this Thursday, and we're going to get to the topic of the day, snow day, right after this sponsor break. Today's episode of First Class Fatherhood is proudly presented by The Adventures of Mr. Silent. Do you enjoy comedy? Are you looking for something a little different? Join in on the fun and hysterical antics portrayed by Brian Parks in The Adventures of Mr. Silent. You can find the whole hilarious series right now on BT Experience YouTube channel or check out their website, parksbros.net. Again, get your laugh face on. Get over to their YouTube channel and check out The Adventures of Mr. Silent. We're back here on First Class Fatherhood. I'm Alec Lace. If you would like to have that 30-second time slot you just heard, please shoot me an email. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. Let me know if you're trying to promote something. I'd be more than happy to work something out with you. A fair exchange is no crime. We can make that happen. So don't be afraid to reach out, and I will be more than happy to promote your business, your product, your website, whatever it may be. So hit me up. Don't be shy. All right, topic of the day here, we're talking snow day this Thursday. Now, snow day for me as a kid used to mean three things. Used to mean, obviously, a day off of school. It used to be I was going to be able to go out there and hustle some money shoveling snow, and I was going to get involved in a football game. Playing football in the snow was one of those extra bonuses that if you were a diehard like a nut like I was with the football, it was always a bonus to be able to have a chance to play while it's snowing out, and it used to soften the fall from the hard pounding of the ground, and it used to be just play with a little bit more enthusiasm. It just brought a little bit more extra smile to everybody to be able to be out there playing the game in the snow. I remember too when you first had the opportunity on the video games like Madden or Tecmo Bowl to select the weather. It was always fun to put it right away to snow. Something magical about playing football in the snow. Just, I don't know, it was always a big turn on. I was never a sleigh ride guy. I never went sleigh riding as a kid. I never really got into that. I did it maybe once or twice. Like I said, my activity to do in the snow really was to play football. It wasn't really, I wasn't really a snowball fort builder or a snow fort builder. snowball fight guy. We enjoyed the football when it wasn't shoveling snow out there. And really, I don't know what happened to all the shovel kids. I don't know really where they are. It seems like when I was a kid, a teenager out there, there was an army of us were out there. Not just me and my brother and friends, but it seemed like everybody was out, and you kind of had to move kind of quickly to get from house to house because the houses would be all shoveled out. Kids would be in competition there. It was a good way for all of us to make money. You know, and like I said, sometimes you'd have people would pay you up front for the job, and then your conscience would come into play because you could easily just, you know, take the money and run down the street to the next house. Some kids would do. You know, if anything, I know there would be quite a time you got paid ahead for the gig. You half-assed the job a little bit there just to kind of keep moving along with the money burning a hole in your pocket. But that used to be a fun part of the snow day. Would be, you know, hit the street out there and start, you know, shoveling snow to make some money before you started really enjoying the snow day, you know. I don't really see that anymore. I don't have kids coming knocking on the door asking me to, okay, can I shovel your driveway? You don't see it. You see the older teenagers or the younger adults out there with the snow plows attached to the trucks, and they seem to be getting the business. My oldest is 11, as you know, so I'm not quite old enough to scour the neighborhood by himself with my younger sons. But they'll be out there. I'll have them shoveling my property. It's a shame, though. I don't know really what happened to all of the kids out there with the shovels. It doesn't seem like the enthusiasm is in that anymore. But I don't know. What do you do on a snow day? What's the fun thing? I know I'll be involved in a board game. We're pretty big into that. Chess, as you know. I will definitely be involved in a couple of diehard chess matches at some point. Like I mentioned, I'll watch like a nice Stooge with the guys. You know, my daughter doesn't seem to really, girls don't seem to go for the Three Stooges as much. Once in a while, she'll come and get involved in a little bit of slapstick there, but it's not really her thing. Sometimes with the guys, I like to go back to those old Batman serials from the 30s. I'm big into all that. And of course, thanks to all the technology, we have the ability to really watch anything we choose. I always constantly show my kids the old, you know, Bugs Bunny cartoons and stuff like that. It's great to have all these archives on YouTube and all these other outlets that you can do it on. So what do you do on a snow day? What does it mean to you? Does it mean sit around the fire, roast marshmallows, get out there sleigh riding? What's the specialty to do with the kids? I'm curious to hear. Please reach out. Leave some comments. Let me know what you think. Again, thank you for continuing to share the podcast out there. It goes a long way. I enjoy some of the comments that I'm getting, some of the feedback. It's very nice. Some people have reached out through the Anchor FM community here, and I will be playing some of the messages that I'm receiving from other podcasts, which have been very encouraging and uplifting. So making some connections out there and feeling my way, getting my footing out here in the podcasting industry. So I appreciate the kind words, the encouragement. It goes a long way. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 11 of the podcast. I look forward to seeing you again. Be safe out there. Shovel your snow. Share the podcast. And I will see you next time here on First Class Fatherhood. Thank you for listening.